Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I've got a bit of a grab bag today. I've got four topics, four very distinct topics. There's some interplay to some of these, but I want to work through each of these with you. What are we going to look at? First of all, I want to start with interest rates. And why is that? I'm hearing some concern. I get listener emails, and I've had some or seen some concern in some of your questions, even fear, I might say, around the prospect of rising interest rates. And I've put some pen to paper. I want to give you some context around their impact, in particular, on your cash flow. That's really where the questions, what they boil down to. What's it going to do to my cash flow? Will I even cash flow? So I've got some numbers to help you rest a little bit more at ease as you approach your next or even your first investment. So we'll talk about interest rates. And then another topic where you might have a little bit of fear is thinking about your 401k. What happens if markets drop? Well, your 401k is going to drop. Is there any way that you can maybe move into a cash position within that 401k? Typically not. You know, maybe some sort of balanced bond sort of thing that's a little less volatile, something like that, but commonly no. So another question you may have, and I have had this question discussed this, in fact, yesterday with an investor buddy of mine, is there a way to get your money out of that 401k earlier than that 59 and a half age benchmark that the government has set whereby you can avoid that 10% penalty? Can you do it earlier and avoid that 10% early withdrawal penalty? There is a way. There is a way that you can take control of your money and your future. So we'll talk about that. And then another listener question I had is very specific. New investor has not bought his first rental house and is looking at this. And he's looking at some investment opportunities that are crossing his desk from wholesalers. And we've talked on prior shows about what a wholesaler is. That's a person that's marketing to potentially distressed sellers. I get postcards like this all the time because of my rental portfolio. Hey, I want to buy your house. I get calls, I get texts, I get all this stuff. Well, they're doing this marketing and they'll get the property under contract and assign or sell that contract for that purchase to you. So this young man, he's looking at potential wholesale investment opportunities. And his question was because they want you to close fast. And in any email you may have seen from a wholesaler, they're going to tell you, must be cash or hard money. Cash or hard money. Well, his question to me was, what should I do? Cash or hard money? And this would be his first investment property. And if you've been thinking about this, typically when I get a question from a listener, it's on the minds of a lot of people out there. So I like to try to hit those questions. That's number three. Number four, the final topic is our state legislature here in Texas. This will be a Texas-specific discussion. Of course, if you're outside of Texas, you may take information away from this and apply this in your jurisdiction. But the state legislature passed a new law just last year that took effect January 1st that does impact you as a residential rental owner operator. So we're going to get to that probably in the last segment of the show. So interest rates, 401k, cash or hard money, how to pick up that first investment. And what law did the legislature just put in our lap? So let's talk about interest rates first, because I know that that's a big topic on a lot of people's minds. How's it going to impact my cash flow? Is it going to kill my cash flow? You know, if you've caught the show before, you know Del Walmsley, the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, he has three rules to investing. Number one, never lose money. Number two, this is an important one here, the deal, the investment, it has to cash flow. And number three, you're not going to get rich slow. And I want to focus on that number two, the investment has to cash flow. So if interest rates, we've heard inflation, we heard from the government, from the Fed, it's transitory. We heard that for the longest time. and they finally conceded it's not transitory. And they've said, we've got to take some action. And we heard from the Fed just recently, likely rate hike in March, so about a month away. Now, that intent is essentially already being priced into the market from my point of view. And I've discussed this with mortgage lenders as well. So we've already seen rates start to climb. So what is the impact? What is the impact really? So I'm going to look at some numbers here with you and put some context around that impact. And this is a very specific example because, and I mentioned this is in an earlier show, my wife and I have certain goals for the year around multifamily, passive investing, small multifamily. We want to pick up our own apartment community, and we want to keep investing in single family. Well, the good news is we just entered into a contract to pick up our next single family property. And I can tell you by the time we get to the finish line and get into that long-term debt, a month or so will have passed. We'll definitely be in March, maybe in April, depends on how long the, you know, renovations, whatever that sort of stuff takes. So I took pen to paper with this concrete example. Now, when we get to the back end, when we're going into that long-term financing, the loan's going to be about $120,000. Now, it depends on appraisal, right? Based on the appraisal, the mortgage broker, the lender will tell us how much we can borrow, but it's projected to be about $120,000. And the rent, this is an area, this is actually 4 hours south. This is almost to Houston. This house that we're picking up, projected rent based on market comps in the area will be $1,350, $1,350. Who knows? By then, with the way rents are climbing, it may be higher. Let's hope so. But running with $1,350, if I budget my escrow for taxes are very low in this county, and insurance, I'm going to be netting after tax and insurance escrow just a little bit north of $1,000 per month. So now comes the interest rate impact, because that's going to drive my mortgage payment. And I looked at this across a bandwidth from 4% up to 6%. I don't think we're going to be at 6%. I doubt if we'll even be at 5% by the time we get to the finish line there and get into that fixed rate Fannie Mae note. But I wanted to look across the spectrum. So stick around. We're going to come back and you can see what the impact of that interest rate change is. So stay tuned.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions for me, you can send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc, that's L-U-I-N-C. .com. So first topic of the day, we're looking at interest rates because I know there is some concern out there among my peers, whether you're new or not. You're watching the interest rates, trying to figure out where they're going. You know, my crystal ball's as good as yours. Don't know. Probably up. Question is how much. And I'm applying my expectations to an investment that we just contracted close to Houston. And gave you a few numbers ahead of the break. I'll just repeat those now. Rent is going to be, we're projecting $1,350. I will not be surprised if it's higher by the time we get this marketed and through the whole process. Taxes and insurance are going to run about $275 a month. It's outside of any major city, so the county taxes are a little bit lower. So we're netting $1,075 at that point. So it really comes down to that interest rate, doesn't it? how much do we take home at the end of the day? And I just use an amortization schedule. Loan amount will be 120. And if rates are where they are now at 4%, well, my principal and interest payment will be 573. You can find an amortization schedule online pretty much anywhere from your lender and go through this exercise with your next investment. Just do a what-if scenario. What if rates are still at 4% for me when we get to that finish line? That means my net cash that I'm pocketing every month is going to be $502. There will be no maintenance. Best product, best price. If you follow the lifestyles model, you're going in and you're fixing everything that needs repair or could break in the next handful of years. So the maintenance is a non-issue. And another question, I guess, what about vacancy? I'll tell you, turn times right now are extremely, extremely low. Traditionally, I might budget 8%, which equates to 1 month. But even now, not really. Not really. These things are staying occupied. Very little turn. And when there is, it's very, very fast. So net cash, I'm expecting at 4%, $500. And what I did, I just bumped this up by 50 basis points or 0.5% and reran the analysis. So at 4.5 points, I'm paying $608 to the mortgage. At 5%, $644. So it's only gone up. What is that? $36 per month, right? Interest is higher. 5.5%, 681, 6%, 719. I don't think we'll be at 6%. I doubt if we'll even be at 5% by the time we get to repositioning into that long-term debt. But that puts my net cash flow across that bandwidth anywhere from $502 to $356. That's $150 swing. I'm thrilled with those numbers. We're getting a great deal. And cash flow, as you'll recall, we make money five ways. That's just part of the picture, but the cash flow is very, very good. Maintenance, non-issue. Vacancy will be a non-issue in this case. So we're seeing a return. Our out-of-pocket's a little bit higher on this one, but our return is anywhere from 16%, if I assume 4% in interest rates, down to 11% at the upper end of that bandwidth. Great returns. So what are you afraid of? If you wait a little too long, could it go higher? I don't know. Again, my crystal ball, well, it hasn't worked in a long time. But I'll tell you this, in this particular example, if rates keep going up, well, now we are locked in, right? Once we get to that closing table. On the other hand, if rates drop and we've locked at 5%, guess what? We can go in and now do a rate and term refi. And more so, if we continue to see what we've seen with inflation pushing up prices on homes, we're going to get some appreciation. Well, we could do a cash out refi and pull out that extra equity. So if you're focused and concerned about it, or even afraid of the direction of interest rates, I want you to push that aside, because again, just in this example, and you can do this with any amortization schedule, figure out what you think your loan amount will be and just plug each of your potential interest rates in and see what the mortgage is and apply that to your cash flow to get to that net number. 500 down to 350, great numbers to pick up an asset. There's putting money in my pocket five different ways, not just that cash flow. And keep in mind as well, with interest rates going up, inflation, the driver behind that, inflation going up, real estate investing really is your long bet. It is your best hedge against inflation if it keeps going. And by the way, thinking about interest rates, you know, you don't have control of what the Fed does or what the government pushes the Fed to do. I know they're supposed to be independent, but I have my own thoughts there, I suppose. But here's something you do have control over. Keep in mind that the interest rate that you get is a reflection of your credit as well as your debt to income. Those things are in your control. And you do have an impact on the interest rate you receive by keeping those credit scores up and maintaining a healthy debt-to-income ratio. It's going to make you look more favorable in the eyes of a lender. So you do have some control over what you're getting there. Keep that in mind. So that's interest rates. And again, front of mind, I've been getting some questions there. If you have questions, again, send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And obviously, we're going into this investment looking to potentially contract on another tomorrow. So we're going to have a couple of balls in the air, and we'll be watching the rate. You know, I like more cash flow than less, but I'm not going to stop, you know, as a result of 50 basis points or even 100 or even 150 basis points, a point and a half on the interest. It's It's not something to hold you back. Something that can hold you back, however, is lack of capital. And this takes me to the second conversation for the day. And I want to talk about 401k funds, specifically retirement accounts, and getting access to those, because we're watching the market. It started to waver quite a little bit here in the recent past. And I got on the phone with a buddy yesterday to talk about interest rates, because he's very focused on the economy as a whole. I wanted to get his opinion. And we eventually went sideways a little bit in the conversation and started talking about 401ks, because he is gainfully employed. And he's been faithfully putting his money into a 401k account. Now, he's since become a very avid stock trader. And he realizes he can do a lot more with his money if he has control. We as real estate investors realize that as well. Well, if you got your money locked up in your 401k account, number one, you don't have control. But his question was, can I get that money out? Can I take what's called an in-service, meaning you're still working, an in-service distribution? Maybe you can, maybe not. Now, why would you even do this? This goes against the conventional wisdom. What is the conventional wisdom? You go to school, you get good grades, so you go to college, get good grades to get that job, and then faithfully park that money every paycheck into your retirement account, into the 401k. Now, my buddy, he stopped doing that years ago. He stopped contributing. Now he wants to get his money out. Why? He anticipates a drop in the market, and he wants to park the funds in something more stable. And you got to remember, a 50% drop in your balance then requires a 100% return to get you back to that starting point. Those are big movements. Now, apply the numbers at 20%, whatever you think could happen. What does that 20% drop require of you, 33%, to get back up? So that's my buddy's point of view. He wants control, and he can't do what he wants to do within that 401k. It's got limited options. I'm going to tell you about a really good show that goes into a little bit more detail around this, so you're going to want to catch that. And I'll tell you what the real estate investor's perspective is on this topic when we come back, so stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5, and I made about $60,000. Each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. You are listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and I thank you for listening today. We've got a bit of a grab bag. We started the show talking about interest rates, the direction they're going, and I wanted to give you a little bit of context around what the real impact is to your cash flow if you're picking up, say, just a single-family house. And people panic over a 0.25% increase in the rate, but you saw we worked a little bit through the numbers. You can do that on your own with an amortization schedule online somewhere, very, very easily, and hopefully convince yourself that this is a fear that I just need to put aside. Now we're talking about 401k funds, and again, I was on the horn talking on the phone with a buddy of mine about rates, what he thinks is going to happen, and a very smart guy, and we agreed they're going up, and they're probably going to keep going up. But his concern beyond that is what that's going to do to the stock market, to the very funds that he's invested in his 401k. Now, he's over the years continued to contribute. He stopped. He turned off that siphon some years back and has become a very astute investor in stocks. I don't do stocks at all. We had the conversation. I listened to what he had to say, but his concern now is that he's going to lose control of those funds in his 401k, and there's going to be a drop in the market. So he wants control, but he can't get it. I did a show. If you go out to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com, I did a show October 10th of last year, 2021, and we addressed this question of getting the funds out with a guest. My guest was Gerard, and this gentleman, he also was very tied into stocks. He was from New York. He worked on Wall Street. That very place that your 401k is fueling. And he walked away. Too much stress, you know, the common story that we hear. This is a great story. You're going to want to listen to that again, October 10th, 2021, lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio button to get to our archives there. But he walked away and he burned the bridges. He pulled his retirement funds out. After he quit his job, he could do that. It's no longer an in-service distribution. He's no longer working there. And he was on the East Coast. He paid the 10% penalty because he was well under 59 and a half, paid the taxes. And he went on to invest in a 16-unit apartment community by himself, just a solo. And he went on to make a 370% return in 3.5 years on that one investment. And he will tell you, those funds that he had in his retirement accounts would nowhere close to yield that number. That right there is why we as real estate investors want to get into those funds. So Gerard, he paid the 10%, and depending on where you sit, you actually may not have to do that, even if you're still working. Now, my buddy that I called yesterday, he's here in Texas. He's in the Dallas area. He's still working. Like I said, he desperately wants to get his funds out. But not only does the government say 59 and a half or you're paying 10%, don't you do it, hands off. Not only does the government essentially say no, but his employer is holding his money captive. He cannot take an in-service distribution. He can take a loan. Max is 50K. And he did that to secure those funds. But he can't get the rest of it out. His company will not let him. And that is crazy to me. But here's the good news. You do have an option, and you may not have known this. I assure you, before coming to Lifestyles Unlimited, before becoming a member back in 2012, I certainly did not. At the time, I continued faithfully putting that money into the 401k. So what can you do? If you want to break those funds out, whether it's because you want to park them somewhere more stable ahead of a crash, if that's what you think is going to happen, or you want to take control of those funds to do what Gerard did, achieving a 370% return. That just floors me. I enjoyed that conversation with him. It's inspiring to me. So what can you do? Well, first of all, and I'm going to approach this from the point of view of Texas. This is doable across various states. Not every state. You have to be married, as I understand it. And you should be under 59 and a half. Remember, if you're above 59 and a half, you don't have the penalty. So you can do what is called a 401k partition using something called a quadro. So I'm throwing some terms at you. If you miss these, you can go to our website, catch the archives. And a quadro, it's an acronym. QDRO stands for Qualified Domestic Relations Order. So Texas is a community property state, and I won't get into details here because essentially that's beyond me, but I know how this works in broad terms. And you take the quadro, that qualified domestic relations order, that's a court order, essentially, I guess. It goes through the courts here in Texas, and they assign some portion of that 401k. You can say, I want to do all 100%, maybe just 50, maybe just a quarter, maybe some absolute dollar number. That value is released, again, all or in part, you decide, to your spouse. And that spouse can do a distribution without having to pay that 10% penalty. So if you have $200,000 in your 401k that you want to get to, and you're just going to take it out after you leave the job, you can't do the in-service distribution like my buddy, he's locked, he can't do that. You exit the company, You're going to pull that $200K out. You're going to pay a 10% penalty. You're going to lose $20,000 out the gate. You may have more in your 401k and stand to lose even more of that penalty. But you can do this partition and avoid that 10% altogether. Again, I'm not going to get into details because I can't tell you the details. You need to talk with an expert, but there's very, very good news. We will have an expert on this very topic at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo coming up in March down in Houston. When is that? It's going to be March 16th through the 19th at the George R. Brown Center. And you can learn more about the expo if you go to the website wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. And I think it'll be worth the price of admission if this is something you're thinking about, to save thousands, tens of thousands more in dollars, to come out and meet with this expert. They'll be in one of our vendors at the expert hall, which is an area set aside where we'll have pretty much all the vendors you need to run a successful real estate business. And this gentleman, his team will be there as well. So if you're thinking about it, boy, it's well worth the price of admission to get into the expo. How much is admission? Well, it could be free. Here's how. Again, go to that website, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Use the promo code Andy, my name, all caps, A-N-D-Y. And that promo code gives you $97 off any pass or package. You'll see on the website there are various options for you, depending on what it is you want to do. General entrance is $97. That makes it free. So come on down. If you're thinking about doing this, if you're thinking about tapping those funds, whether in service or after you've left your company, this is a way to do it and avoid those fees. If you're coming into town from out of state, have a conversation with the gentleman, because there are states outside of Texas where you can do that as well. Not all of them. And I can't give you the list off the top of my head. So if you're trying to get to those funds, those 401k funds, whether it's like my buddy, because he just wants control, he wants some stability in the face of his expectations, or you want to do like Gerard and get that money out and take control of that money and of your future and invest it in real estate, that's a great way to go. Moving on to our third topic here. There's another listener question that I got. And again, if you have questions, you can email me at askandy@luinc.com. This guy's new, been listening to the show for a while. New in the sense that he has not actually taken down a rental property. But he's been doing what we talk about, getting out to networking events, talking with wholesalers. We described briefly at the start of the show what a wholesaler is. And if you've seen any investment opportunities from wholesalers, you know they want you to close fast. They want you to close yesterday. And in order to close fast, they tell you need to close with either cash or hard money. So this listener, his question was, well, what should I do? He's got the cash to do one deal. Should I do cash or should I do hard money? We're going to head into our final break here. When we come back, we're going to answer that question because you may have it on your mind as well. So cash or hard money, what's the way to go in this particular example? Stay tuned.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and today we've had a bit of a grab bag, a number of topics I've actually heard from you by way of email to me, askandy@luinc.com. And we're actually answering one of those questions now that I got. We talked about interest rates and if that should be a concern for you. Is it going to sideline you I told you, we just got one house under contract. We've got another we're signing shortly, so not sidelining us. We're going to proceed. And we looked at the impact, and you can dive into that if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com. The show will be archived there. You can hear some of the numbers, but do your own math. And you can kind of follow what I looked at there just at an upper level just to determine what is the real impact. And I can tell you, when we started investing, we had early notes that were locked at 5%. Now, yes, we've refinanced those to sub 3%. But we're doing 5 back then. And if the rate goes back there, even a little bit higher, what's the difference? A little bit of cash flow less. But remember, we're making money 5 ways. Very, very important. And we talked about 401ks and breaking that money out so that you can invest, so that you can invest and have control beyond the 30 mutual funds or whatever it is that your plan provider provides for you. They dictate that. And if they do dictate that you can't take an in-service distribution, well, there are ways to break that out. We talked about that in the last segment. Now, question I got was, new investor looking to take down his first investment property and has the cash to do one deal if he pays all cash. And his question was, well, I'm seeing these emails from wholesalers and they all say cash or hard money. What should I do? I'll tell you what, if this is your first deal, and you're going in all cash, and you don't know what you're doing, it's risky. You're putting everything into that one basket. I hope you know what you're doing. Maybe you're buying rent ready. But maybe you're taking down one of these assets, one of these opportunities that needs renovation. Well, there are progressive levels of rehab or renovation that you might do, and the risk goes up with that level of renovation. If it's just cosmetic, it's just cosmetic. Not as much to that. Maybe you've got a little risk around pricing on appliances or availability, that sort of thing. But as you get into progressively heavier lifts, as I like to call it, you get into the big five that are outside of that cosmetic footprint. We're talking foundation repair. We're talking plumbing. We're talking roof. We're talking HVAC, HVAC, the air conditioner. And we're talking electrical. Those can be very big ticket items. And as the houses get older, and a lot of what I see is older, well, those big ticket items tend to rear their heads a little more frequently. So point is this, as you add progressive levels of rehab to that first investment or any investment, the risk does go up. Now, one way to address this, and I said this, if you don't know what you're doing, well, one way to address that is to be properly educated. Now, you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. What is Lifestyles Unlimited? We're an organization that's been around for over 30 years that address this very question of education and mentorship. So we show you how to invest. We talk about renovations. We talk about everything you need to know to run your business, and we educate you for on single family as well as multifamily. So to address that risk component, to make sure you know what you're doing, you need to get educated. And here as well, we'll talk about the model that we follow at Lifestyles Unlimited, and we talk about financing. One big reason we want to finance is because I don't want, especially for this gentleman, young guy, first investment, all his cash in one deal, and now he's done. I'd rather see him spread that across multiple houses. If you go in all cash, you can't do that. But if you're financing, let's just say you've got 20% down, you could do much more. If you got 100K to play with, you can do 5 houses instead of 1. But back to the wholesalers, they do want to see cash or hard money for a fast close, often to address the condition of the property, a la repairs and renovations. So this is where the listener is stuck. What should I do? Look, I told him, hard money. Here's why. Aside from the fact that we don't want you to put all of your eggs in that one single house, that one single basket, remember, when you do a loan, whether it's hard money or conventional, they're going to vet you, the borrower, and they're going to vet that deal. And that lender is your biggest partner. And I can tell you that a hard money lender does not want to take back your property. They do not want to foreclose. They do not want you to hit any road bumps. They want you to succeed, not least of all, because they want you to keep coming back with the next deal after that. But bottom line, their business is lending. They're not interested in taking back your house. So they're going to scrutinize that deal. They're going to scrutinize that investment. They're going to scrutinize that rehab budget. They're going to scrutinize that whole process that you've described and put together. And ultimately, you're going to have many eyes on the process alongside you. If you go in all cash, you're there by yourself. Maybe you've got your contractors that you're going to work with, but it's you. If you do the hard money process, well, the lender, like I said, they're going to review the deal. By the way, they can probably recommend some good contractors because they see who's doing good work and bad through by way of their business. If you're a member at Lifestyles Unlimited, of course, you can go to our vendor hub for that very purpose. And you can come down to the expo. I mentioned that earlier, to the expert hall. We'll have all the vendors there that you need as well. But that lender is going to review that deal. They're going to send out an appraiser in most cases. Not all hard money lenders do. I think the good ones do. And that appraiser is going to evaluate what you're doing. I got feedback one time from an appraiser. He said, you know, based on your scope of work, I can put your after repair value here. But based on what I'm seeing in some of the other sold comps, if you do this and this and this, take your rehab budget by this up by this amount, you're going to come in here. Well, guess what? We changed our scope of work and it turned out so much better. So a second and a third set of eyes. And then finally, as you go through the process, we won't get into the details of how hard money works. I think that's a show for another day. But as you go through the renovations, that hard money lender will have a repair budget or a repair escrow that they're holding for you. 20K, 30K, 40K, 50K, depends on your rehab budget. And as you work through the project, you can draw down that escrow to pay your contractors. Well, in order to get that what's called a draw, the hard money lender is going to send out a draw inspector. And these are experienced people as well in construction, and they're going to be putting their eyes on your property. You want to use them. You know, you don't want to save if you've got the money to float that repair cost to the end and you're new, go ahead and get those draw inspections because you're getting extra eyes. They're going to tell you things that you may not know to look for if you're new. So lender's looking at it, appraiser's looking at it, draw inspector's looking at that house and that investment on your behalf. So if you're new and not quite at the level of education maybe that you should have, go work with a hard money lender. Get somebody else on your side for this very reason. And of course, hard money, like we said, means less money in the investment. So you can invest in more properties and create more cash flow, whether interest rates are going up or down, and leverage the five ways that we make money across multiple properties rather than just one. So that was the big question I had. I wanted to be sure to address with you from one of the listeners just this week. And that takes us to the fourth and final topic. And the Texas state legislature, if you're listening out of state, the Texas legislature, by the way, point of interest for you, only meets once every 2 years. Is that good? Is that bad? I don't know. As somebody that doesn't like a lot of government meddling, I suppose that's a good thing. But they met last year, 87th session, and they passed legislation that requires that we as rental owners disclose if we've had any kind of a flood on the property. I'm sure this comes out of the whole Harvey incidents we had down in the Houston area along the Texas coast. And this took effect January 1st, 2022. And you can do a Google search. I think the Texas Realtor's addendum is just called Addendum Regarding Rental Flood Disclosure. If you work with a leasing agent, talk with them. If you have a property manager, talk with them to get a copy of that. If you have none of these, you might want to talk with your real estate attorney to have something drawn up. But you do have to have an addendum that discloses, number one, whether or not that property, or whether or not you know if that property is in a 100-year floodplain. In fact, I'm looking at it. It says landlord. There's a checkbox, is, or checkbox is not aware that the dwelling that you are renting, tenant or applicant, is located in a 100-year floodplain, blah, blah, blah. But it also says number two, damage to a dwelling due to flooding during the last 5-year period. And this can be flooding that has occurred due to just simple heavy rainfall. So even if you're listening to me right now out in far west Texas, far away from Harvey and everything that went on down on the coast, this, at least in Texas, is an addendum that you're going to want to apply going forward. It is Texas specific. It's not like the lead-based paint addendum, which anybody with a house built before 1978 should use. That's federal in scope. This is Texas specific, but it is a result of last year's legislative session, and I wanted you to be aware that it is required effective January 1st of 2022. So add that to your paperwork. Don't shoot me. I'm just the messenger. I got a lease renewal coming up, so I've already got that downloaded and ready to go for the inbound resident. So hit a lot of topics today. If you missed anything, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab to learn about interest rates, 401k, breaking that sucker out, whether you should buy with cash or hard money, and of course the flood disclosure. And I thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.